Let us prepare our hearts and minds to receive the good news of Jesus Christ. From the book of the prophet Isaiah, again we read verses 1 and 2 of chapter 11. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge, and of the fear of the Lord. Let us pray. Let us pray. Our Father, and to your hands do we commit this service, this fellowship, this opportunity to connect with my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ. And we commit ourselves unto you. And Father, I pray that you will remove every impediment that is set before us and every distraction that surrounds us. Every distraction seen and unseen, heard and not heard, natural and supernatural. Let every person under the sound of the word of your power become now like the glass, which is open at the top. And Father, begin to pour into us your wisdom, your love, your forgiveness, your grace, your mercy, your faith, and your truth, God. Hallelujah. To edify one another. To do greater works, God. Hallelujah. And to learn how to live a life more abundantly in this present world, God. And in the eternal world to come in this hour, God, we ask that your spirit be upon us. Anoint us to preach and proclaim the gospel to the poor. Empower us to heal and be healed. Empower us to heal the brokenhearted, oh God, the knee areas, God, to preach deliverance to the captives, to proclaim recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year, to preach the year of the Lord's Jubilee. We proclaim, God, in this era of your glory, ah, God, we are set free, and that revival is in process and progress throughout the land. Amen. This morning, and thank you again for all that are here on the line. This morning I'm led to share from this overall general thought of God's wisdom and our wealth. And hopefully next Sunday we'll talk about God's wisdom and our health. But today I just want to focus on God's wisdom and our wealth. And the primary objective of today's message and what I will be sharing is simply a reminder that yes, God is sovereign. That is not in dispute. God is sovereign. But every believer, every son and daughter, I'm not talking about the church member now, I'm talking about every believer, every son, every daughter of the Most High God is responsible and held accountable for working out our own salvation. Hallelujah. Yes, he saved us, but he's also given us a bright future. Hallelujah. He's given us a purpose. And so we don't just idly sit by and not do anything once we get saved. We get saved, hallelujah, to grow and to work out our own salvation in every aspect of our lives. It is very important to me to consider this morning that when Jesus taught us about loving, right, he commanded us to love God with all of our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength. The heart points to our attitude and our will. The soul points to our spiritual inner person. The mind points to our capacity to learn, to comprehend, and to apply what we know and who we know. And strength points to our ability to just get it done. These are the four cardinal points that we are to love God. And I submit to you that at this time, they are the same four cardinal points that we are to love ourselves and to apply wisdom to live a life more abundantly. Hallelujah. As I shared with the family here on January 8th, wisdom is knowledge and understanding practically and proficiently applied to our lives. Wisdom moves us. It transforms us, transitions us in process and in progress to live a better quality of life. I'm talking about here. I'm not talking about the pie in the sky. I'm talking about to live a better life here and to have a more abundant life in this world and, yes, in the world to come. I shared on January 8th that the terms wisdom, knowledge, and understanding are not synonymous. And again, we can be familiar with and appreciate the science of mathematics. However, once again, if we don't apply what we know and what we understand as basic math to our personal finances, we again have rejected knowledge. And I submit this morning are doomed to live a life that is most miserable. And God has not called us to a place of misery. He has called us to a place of victory. Rejecting knowledge, we learn this from Hosea 4 and 6. Rejecting knowledge is inconsistent with God's wisdom and certainly will undermine our capacity to obtain wealth. Wisdom, family, requires focus. Wisdom is deliberate and intentional. Wisdom don't take the day off, but is consistently applied to our lives. We don't turn it on and off. Maybe that's the problem. We're trying to turn it on and off. Wisdom, true wisdom, is to be consistently applied. Every day, I am learning to make a better decision than I did the day before. So today, I'm trying to make better decisions than I did yesterday. And what that means, family, is that wisdom builds upon the sure foundation of Christ. Oh, you got me now. I'm a Christ person. So let me just say it for me. For me, wisdom builds upon the sure foundation of Christ and continues the process of building not only to complete the house, but then to move forward to building the household. God is churning the house into a home through the wisdom of Christ. The stone that the builders rejected has now become the chief cornerstone. And so this wisdom applied intentionally and consistently with the word of God and by the power of God builds the home and transforms the house into a home. And what I believe the Holy Ghost is doing this morning, he is awakening inside of us a transformed consciousness that wisdom obtains wealth that is both tangible and intangible. Tangible and intangible. Wisdom gets us the house, yes, but it also gets us the ingredients necessary to see the house evolve into a home that is fruitful and not fruitless. The wisdom of Yahweh will always be identified by the fruit of the Holy Ghost. With wisdom, there is the divine nine. I don't want y'all to get caught up into the fraternities and sororities right now, but wisdom is the divine nine. What do I mean by that? With wisdom, there is love. With wisdom, there is joy. With wisdom, there is peace. With wisdom, there is long-suffering and gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. With wisdom is the Holy Ghost, family, the divine nine. Oh, God, which are wise all of the time, represents the fruit of the Holy Ghost. Not fruits, plural, but fruit, singular. Hear me, family. Hear me, family. God is not the author of confusion, but of peace.
That's right.
And peace is embedded. It is inextricably linked with the divine nine. Can we hear? Can we hear? Can we hear the Holy Spirit now? Family, we have to be ever so careful to not allow ourselves to become distracted by the noise and by the nuisances surrounding us such that we lose focus on God's wisdom and our wealth. I don't know how we've gotten off track to think that we don't need money. We need money, and God wants us not only to have money. And I'm not into the prosperity message. I'm just into the message of peace. And I can tell you right now, having had some money, not having some money at times, that life is a lot better having some money. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen.
Y'all can live without money if you want to, for anybody who wants to do that. But I like to have the money because it makes life better. I like to spoil my bride. I like to spoil my children. Hallelujah. And hopefully I'm doing it right, that I'm leaving an inheritance to my children's children.
Amen.
It's often the case. Hallelujah. And please let me use a football analogy to make the point. It's often the case that we are missing the field goal. We are dropping the ball when it's thrown to us. We are fumbling the ball when it's passed off to us because of a lack of focus. A lack of focus, a lack of focus. We have taken our eyes off of the prize and have become distracted by what we hear and who we see. I don't care who is president or who is not. I don't care who is governor and who is not, because God is sovereign. Hallelujah. And I read in the word that faith comes by hearing. Hallelujah. And hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah. And he's already spoken to our lives. And when he gave up his only begotten son, the word says, if he gave us his son for free, how shall he not also give us all things freely? Hallelujah. So I believe that he's not going to withhold any good thing to his children, the children of God by faith. But we lose our focus at times. And you may ask, well, how do I lose the focus? Well, we can lose the focus because of fear. Now, he has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. But fear creeps in, and we can lose our focus because of fear. We can lose our focus because of pride. We were celebrating when we need to be concentrating sometimes. We're getting distracted by material things of this life and trying to get the stuff and not get the sun. Hallelujah. We've lost our focus because of fatigue. We're violating the principles of Sabbath. Hallelujah. We have lost the focus because of our lack of practicing perfectly the things of God. If you spend any time with the Marching 100, hallelujah, FAMU, hallelujah, they will tell you that we just don't, it's not that practice makes perfect. It's perfect practice makes perfect. So we need to begin to practice perfectly the things of God, the wisdom of God, by doing the will of God. And what shall we then say? Shall we continue in sin? Shall we continue in ignorance? Shall we continue in losing focus that grace may abound? God forbids. Family, yes, God is sovereign. But we are responsible. We are accountable to work out our own spiritual, material, emotional, and financial prosperity. I want to take you briefly to what Jesus said. We see it here in Luke, the book of Luke. Luke was a physician. Hallelujah. Dr. Luke writes, for our benefit, you can find it in chapter 14, verses 28 through 30. And if you can just hear the word, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, the practical wisdom of God shared with us from the Lord Jesus, beginning at verse 28, for which of you, intending to build a tower, sits not down first and counts the cost, whether you have sufficiency to finish it. Lest haply after you have laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock you, saying, this person began to build and was not able to finish. I submit this morning, hallelujah, that we should learn from these verses that God, once again, is not anti-intelligence. I believe that we should learn from these verses that God is not anti-wealth. He is not anti-investment. And right now, I just want us to really appreciate and take this forward this year that God is not anti-budget. If you're going to consider the cost, hallelujah, you ought to have a budget in your mind that you operate from. When you look at these verses, you understand that, hallelujah, Jesus is teaching us the principles of what it takes to be his disciple. And to be his disciple means that you're going to have to leave people and things, hallelujah, in order to follow after him. And we've got to leave the traditions of men. We've got to leave cultural influences in order to have this mind of Christ. To be a disciple, we have to be disciplined. And to be a disciple of Christ means to be disciplined enough to obey what the Lord says. Don't you remember the scripture, family? That obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience, that's wisdom applied practically and spiritually to the cardinal points of our lives. Obedience. Y'all don't throw me out of the church when I say this now, but obedience is better than your tithes and offerings. God is looking for you to obey him. Hallelujah. Focus on obeying what the Lord says. Because you can give up your tithes and your offerings and still disobey him, and it ain't getting you nowhere. Some of us are suffering not because we haven't given our tithes and offerings, but some of us are suffering because we haven't honored our father and our mother. There are other things that we may be doing, hallelujah, that is, hallelujah, undermining our ability to prosper and to grow financially and otherwise. But the word says that if we be willing and obedient, if we be willing to make financial decisions from a, can I say it like this, from a rightly divided budget? I know y'all want to be all deep on with me this morning, and when you say 2 Timothy 2:15, you're always quoting to me, right? Study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Why don't you rightly divide the word of your budget? So if we be willing and obedient and make financial decisions from a rightly divided budget, we're going to eat the good of the land. Y'all trust me on this. You're going to eat the good of the land. And I'm right there with y'all as I'm preaching to myself, y'all. I'm sharing with you what I'm preaching to myself. I am learning that as I obey God's word more and more, right, I don't have to pray about my stuff as much. Does that make sense, y'all? As I continue to obey the Lord, hallelujah, I ain't jacked up in my own mind about what I got to pray my way out of, hallelujah. And so by obeying God more, it allows me the freedom, especially the freedom of time to pray with you and to pray for you more and more. Family, it's hard to pray when your mind is all twisted about what bill is due. It's hard to pray. It's hard to pray when you're in financial stress. God is trying to set us free in 2023 from our financial stress. Hallelujah. We can lay aside every weight and sin that so easily beset us once we begin to rightly divide the word of truth. The word of a good budget. Hallelujah. To the ecclesia. And I say the ecclesia because we got too many church members because they're affiliated with the organization, but they're not part of the organism, which is the body of Christ. So to the ecclesia, we got to come out of this bewitched mindset. Oh, foolish black Americans, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Hallelujah. We've got to come out of this bewitched mindset that God gonna work it out. What we have sinned our way into. Y'all may remember this song. God's gonna work it out. And one of the part of the lyrics went something like this. All my money spent, just can't pay the rent. God will work it out. God will work it out. Now, the lyrics of the song just don't line up with the word of God. Hallelujah. From what we have just read in Luke 14. Hallelujah. If you had a budget and you were operating from your budget, hallelujah, all your money wouldn't be spent because you're saving something. Huh? We're saving something. I mean, we used to hear it. I don't know if we hear it as much as we need to hear. You need to save up your money for a rainy day. Right now in Tallahassee, it is raining. Hallelujah. You know, it's powerful even for me to think that in the Proverbs, we're reminded of the ant. I don't even know, y'all, if the ant have a brain. But God has put intelligence within the ant to gather, right? At the right time, knowing that winter is coming. Right now, today, as you hear his voice, begin to look at your future. Look out 10 years to where you want to be and begin to save for winter. The winter that is coming. Mama Delia. Mama Delia. My mama. Mama Delia. Her birthday is on January 24th. She's not with us right now. Hallelujah. But she is. Hallelujah. And just giving Mama Delia a happy birthday shout out right now. Mama Delia would say often to me, you can sing a lie. You can sing a lie. You can sing a lie as much as you can tell a lie. It is disturbing all of the songs that we have in the church house. They ain't rightly divided word of truth. And so we sing these songs, all my money spent, just can't pay the rent, and God gonna work it out. We forget, wait a minute, what did God say? Work out your own salvation. And I submit to you this morning, work out your own financial salvation. Yeah. Stop being so deep. And let's be practical, because that's where the wisdom is. And Mama Didier would say, and don't we talking about God gonna make a way? Because I read in the word that Jesus is the way. Jesus said that, didn't he? He said that I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me. Family, this morning, if we get our finances in the way of Jesus, the return of investment is freedom. Freedom. Freedom in every aspect of our lives. And it's for us this morning, but we've got to share this with our children. We got to teach them in the car, teach them in the grocery store, teach them in our home, teach them as we're driving them to school, picking them up about being in the way of Jesus. And as we shift to go higher, as we shift to level up with a greater degree of focus in this era of true revival that is in process and in progress. Again, let this mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus, who understood that no one starts to build anything without a budget. I believe that God, through His Son, is showing us that, yeah, God is an economist too. Hallelujah. We need to study economics. While we're studying everything else, we need to study economics. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God's wisdom for each of us today is that our wealth can be enhanced, not only for ourselves, but y'all, to be able to leave an inheritance to our children's children. Just one practical tip. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of times we see this often so much that especially with the people of God, the men of God, that we haven't prepared for the winter. And we actually need to start. Hallelujah. We get these insurances. And look like we just get enough, hallelujah, just to get buried. But, you know, why don't you get insurance where you can also bless your family? It's tax-free. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we can do better than just having enough just to put you in the ground. Think about how to edify the next generation that's coming behind us. Mm-hmm. And just one little opportunity that's there for us. Just some practical things. Oh, hallelujah. I want to encourage each of you to spend some quality time. And I say this seriously. Let us spend some quality time reading something more than just our Bibles. Listening to just another sermon. Let's start looking at wherever we think that area in our life is not what we want or what we like. Why don't we spend some time reading and listening to things, for example, that will make us more financially prosperous? I just want to encourage us to read something and listen to someone that can improve our ability to love ourselves, to love each other, and to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Yeah.
On last Monday, my brother, Dr. Brooks Robinson, he poured out on WVON, which is a radio station in Chicago, and he's an economist, but Dr. Robinson, he poured out unto those who were listening the tenets of economic, the tenets to economic prosperity. And he said these five things, and I share them with you now for you to consider and to research and to apply. We all should apply this. He talked about transformation. He talked about courage. He talked about unity. He talked about faith. And check this out, y'all. He talked about work. I know that's probably a bad word a lot of times for us, but yes, work. Faith without works is dead. Love without works is dead. Prayer without works is dead. Fasting without works is dead. Reading your Bible and going to church without works is dead. Praise and worship without works is dead.
Yes, yes.
Work out. Work out. Work out your own salvation. Ain't God ain't gonna work it out. You work out your own salvation. That's Bible. And listen with me to the wisdom of God. As I conclude, it is written in Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 through 4.
Yeah.
I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. And parenthetically, I want to say it like this. Write the budget, if you will. Write the budget, if you will, and make it plain upon tables that you may run that read it. For the vision, I want to say again, your budget family, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Do it, Terry. Do it look like it's a long time coming? We're really talking about interest compounded daily. So with your budget, begin to save for a rainy day. Do it, Terry. Wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, the soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by her faith. The just shall live by his faith. The just shall live by their faith. Can we hear him now? Can we hear him now? Let the Redeemer of the Lord think so, read so, say so, run so, budget so, budget so, budget so, and live so. Amen. Amen. Minister Barbara, I don't mean to put you on the spot.